Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Jim Neuheiser about his new book, Do I Need Boundaries? Seeking to Please God by Learning to Say No. Jim, great to have you back with us.
Delighted to be with you, Fred.
All right, what kind of boundaries are you talking about? Tell us what your book is all about and what contribution you're hoping to make.
Sure. I guess there are two primary reasons I wrote the book. One is that the issue of being overcommitted, overwhelmed by pressures of life is a real issue. And I believe the Bible being fully sufficient gives us wisdom to deal with every question. And so in my own life, having lots of different hats and different demands, having to balance those and biblical wisdom for going at it. Another reason is that there is in popular Christian culture and the culture more widely, I think some very unbiblical ideas of boundaries or now cancel culture. And so I wanted to present, in contrast to other approaches to boundaries, one that would be carefully expositional, grounded in good theology, and kind of a summary of the whole book would be don't go from pleasing people to pleasing yourself. Instead, please God. I think a lot of the approaches to boundaries end with pleasing self, and the focus upon 2 Corinthians 5:9, our aim is whether absent or present, you know, dead or alive or absent, our aim is to be pleasing to him. And so how do we draw limitations in life based on biblical principles, with the focus being the glory of God and not pleasing others or just watching out for number one?
Well, you mentioned that in your subtitle, seeking to please God in setting boundaries. And yet you set that in contrast to pleasing others. So expand on that a bit. We certainly want to please others where we're able. So explain the rub and what you're after.
Yeah, so there's a good and a bad kind of man pleasing. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare. And I think many people overcommit and allow themselves even to give up higher priorities for lower priorities because they don't want people to be disappointed in them. They don't want disapproval. They can be manipulated by guilt. And so you could even have a pastor and his parishioners always want his time, and therefore he's neglecting his family because he doesn't want to disappoint these people, and he wants to be the guy everybody can rely upon. And so that, I think, is a bad people-pleasing motive. Then people are afraid to say no, but then they're ruled by the demands of others and they're neglecting biblical priorities in their lives. But then some swing to another extreme. Fine, I'm going to please myself. In Romans 15, Paul says that we who are strong should bear with those who are weak. Even Jesus did not please himself. So there are times when the best way we can love God and love others is by being self-sacrificing. But that's going to be dictated by biblical principles rather than just whoever puts the most pressure on us.